Wednesday the 22nd of July, Rosh Chodesh Menachemov, Rabbi Yehuda Silva, The Agony and the Ecstasy.
Good morning and a good Chodesh to everyone. The Gemara Chagiga brings a pasuk in Yirmiyah. It says, "V'mistarim tivke nafshi mipnei geva." V'mistarim, in the hidden place, tivke nafshi, my soul cries, mipnei geva. Says the Gemara that this means that Mokam Yeshlo LaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a special place. U'mistarim Shema. It's called Mistarim. And there he cries. He cries, Mipnei Geusam Shal Yisrael, because of the grandeur and glory of Klal Yisrael, which was taken from Klal Yisrael and given to the Goyim. U'mistarim Tivke Nafshi Mipnei Geva. Says the Gemara, that can't be. Because it says, "Ois v'chedva b'mkaymai." There's only chedva by a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Answers the Gemara, "Kam b'bote broi, kam b'bote gavoi." He cries. Inside, outside is ois v'chedva b'mkaymai. So the Mefarshim learn that this is one and the same. It's not pshat that there is two things here. There are two things going on. There's one thing going on. The chedva is when we have it, and the b'chia is when we don't have it. But it's all the same, and it plays the same role. And we need to understand what is this relationship of agony and ecstasy that Klal Yisrael has at the same time. So I'd like to begin with the yesod of the Maharal. The Maharal brings like this, that the Gemara tells us there are five things that took place on Shivasa B'Tammuz, and there are five things that took place, five calamities which took place with Klal Yisrael, Tisha B'Av. The five things that took place on Shivasa B'Tammuz: the Luchas were broken, the Korban Tamid was bottled, the walls of Yerushalayim were breached, Apostamus burned the Sefer Torah, and there were idols placed in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Heichal. Five things which took place on Tisha B'Av was that there was a gzeirah, we couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael. First Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Beitar was destroyed. And finally, they plowed under the Mokam HaMikdash like a soda. To be Mekayim, Ashikosuv, Tzion, Soda, Techorah. Five things on Shivasa B'Tavos, five calamities on Tisha B'Av. Says the Maharal in Netzach, I think it's Perkes, Perkzayim. The Maharal says that there's the relationship between Shivasa B'Tammuz, or the events which took place on Shivasa B'Tammuz, and the events which took place on Tisha B'Av, were like a Haskola and a Gemar. The beginning took place on Shivasa B'Tammuz, of each one of these things. The Gemar, the ultimate destruction, the Churban which took place, was on Tisha B'Av. But it has its roots in what took place on Shivasa B'Tammuz. If we want to understand how this all came about, first we have to understand, indeed, what the agony is. What did we lose? So we have to begin step by step with each one of the five, and hopefully I'll be able to show a parallel between them. Let us begin. The first Churban took place on Tisha B'Av. What was that Churban? The Klal Yisrael was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. What's the Churban? What was destroyed? What was dismantled? What does it mean we couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael? We didn't have anything yet to go into, so it was delayed. But why is it a Churban? Why is it considered part of the Churbanis? So this, says the Maharal, we have to know. We have to know that had it been that the door, Yoytzei Mitzrayim, would have entered Eretz Yisrael, they would have been the door, Boye Ho'oretz, then we never would have been able to have been taken out of Eretz Yisrael. Had Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael directly from Yitzias Mitzrayim, never could there have been a Churban. Never could have there been a possibility that it should be taken away from us. It's as if we all know that we are Yoytzei Mitzrayim. Nobody questions it. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim. It's part of our identity. It's part of Ma'ar Mahus. It is part of who we are. though would have been, had we entered Eretz Yisrael directly from Yetzias Mitzrayim, so too entering Eretz Yisrael would have been part and parcel of the Mahus of Klal Yisrael, never to be separated. It is who we are. It is our identity. No one questions whether we left Mitzrayim or not. They all have kindness on whether Eretz Yisrael is ours or not, to this very day. And that's as a result of our not entering Eretz Yisrael, and our complaining on Tisha B'Av. So that was the Churban. The Churban Lamaisa was the Churban of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that it was dismantled and it didn't reach its utter completion. And now that Eretz Yisrael was not part of us, it was not part of who we are, so we didn't come to it as a result of our own achievements. We received Eretz Yisrael as a Yerusha from the Avos. It is now ours in the Schus of the Avos. And as a result, we came into Eretz Yisrael, and now we have a new Makom. We have the Beis HaMikdash. We have the Beis HaMikdash. Now what was this Beis HaMikdash that we had? What was it? Well, the Beis HaMikdash was the Makom. We now are now in our place, able to function as we were intended to function, albeit not the way originally it was intended, but to a large degree, we had Hashra'as HaShechina. We were able to, we had this direct and personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you saw the Asara Nisim. This was the Beis HaMikdash. This was the place where Klal Yisrael was functioning as Klal Yisrael, with Gilu Shechina, with Nevuah. It was a state of ultimate ecstasy. But that too was taken away from us. That too was destroyed. And then we came back, and we rebuilt a Beis HaMikdash, but it wasn't a rebuilding of the first Beis HaMikdash, it was a second Beis HaMikdash. No longer was the Beis HaMikdash a Makom of Hasra'as HaShechina. No longer did we have the Luchais. No longer did we have the Arai. No longer did we have Nevuah. We didn't have any of that. But what did we have? We had a Makom, a place, where Klal Yisrael functioned as Klal Yisrael. Where all of Klal Yisrael, there was a unity in Klal Yisrael that we could enter into Eretz Yisrael, be in the Beis HaMikdash, and there function as we were intended to function, as a unit, with Achdus, with Shleimus, with Melucha. This, and in fact, that's the Rambam brings that the role of the Melech is Yikabetsu Moseinu V'Yinahageinu, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, I think it's Kuf Samach Ayin Gimel. He says that the whole role was the Zachtus of the Melech. And we still had Malchus. But that too we lost. And then came Churban Beitar. Now what happened? What's the Churban? What did we lose? What Makom was destroyed in Beitar? It was a city. There were many cities that were destroyed. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says like this, V'nilkada ir g'doyla u'beitar shma. There was a great city that was captured. Its name was Beitar. And there were tens of thousands of Yidden living in there. And he had a great king. It was Bar Kochba. Bar Kuziva. That's an emphasis on the Lashon here. Kol Yisrael. Every single Yid. Ugdoilei HaChachomi. Together with all the Gedolei Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva among them, or at the head of them, Shehu HaMelech HaMashiach. They knew that this was Mashiach. V'nofal b'yad goyim, v'nergu kulam, and all of them were killed. V'hoysa tzora Gedolei, k'moi churban hamikdash. That's the Lashon HaRambam. What took place here is a churban. But what's the churban here? Why was this equal to the Churban HaMikdash? Because once the first Beis HaMikdash was taken from us, once the second Beis HaMikdash was taken from us, what was left? What do we have left? We had left the hope of Geula. We had the knowledge that Klal Yisrael knows when Mashiach is here. And they knew who Mashiach was. They could point to an individual and say, Adasim Mashiach. What do you think, that they made a mistake? You think Rabbi Akiva made a mistake? You think all of Klal Yisrael made a mistake? Cholila. They didn't make a mistake. He was Mashiach. Only he didn't. Like all the others. Like Moshe Rabbeinu. like Shlomo HaMelech, like Shimshin. We're all supposed to be Mashiach. But they failed. Parkuziva failed. So what was the Churban here? The Churban here is that Klal Yisrael can no longer identify Adas and Mashiach. Klal Yisrael can't recognize that that's Mashiach. Can't point to an individual and say, we all agree that this is Mashiach. And that's a horrible Churban. Because we all know what has happened to Klal Yisrael throughout the history with false Mashiach. That was the Churban that took place, the possibility of false Mashiach. And finally, the fifth Churban. The fifth Churban is that the Beis HaMikdash was plowed under. What does that mean? What was the Churban here? So the Gemara brings about the Mokim HaMikdash, Avram Kora Har, Yitzchak Kora Soda, Yaakov Kora Bayis. Avram called it a mountain, Yitzchak called it a Soda, and Yaakov Avinu called it a house. Now, if we understand what these things are, what's a har? You want to take something and demarcate a specific area. So a har defines something. You have a mountain, and this is not a mountain, this is not a mountain. Wherever the mountain is not, it's not. But the mountain defines a particular piece of geography. Specific. And Avram called it a har. Because Avram is Av HaMengoyim. Avram? Everyone, the whole world could relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Avram Avinu. He was Av HaMengoyim. Next comes the Soda. Yitzchak already, he called it a Soda. You want to delineate a piece of land and demarcate a piece of land even clearer? It's your field. It belongs to you. You put up a fence. That makes it your Soda. Yitzchak already was the first one to be born in it. Yitzchak was the first one to be Nima L'Shmoina. Yitzchak now defines it even more. Yaakov Kora Bayis. What's a Bayis? A Bayis is a house. A Bayis is a home. A Bayis is the place where you have a unique and specific relationship. No other place do you have that. It's the most intimate relationship a human being can enter into in the home. And that was our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it belonged only to us. And indeed, the Beis HaMikdash was structured that way. There was a Geder, the Srug, where only beyond which only Eden could go. The Goyim could only come up to the Srug. That was the Soda part of it. The Bayis was unique. It had a Gag, it had a house, it had a roof. Mashe came to Azorah, did not. And then came the tragedy. The tragedy of Tzion Soda Techoresh. And by the way, Tzion is the Bayis. Rachem al Tzion, ki hi beis chayenu, we say in the Birchas HaAvtayim. Tzion, when we talk about Tzion, we're talking about the Bayis. And the Bayis was Nechrash, Tzion was Nechrash, and what happened? We lost the Bayis, and it became the Nechama L'Soda. It's also interesting, very interesting. That in Eichel it says, Shualim Hilchubo. Har Tzion Sheshomeim. Shualim Hilchubo. Foxes. And that's the famous Gemara of the Akiva. So foxes coming out of the Mokim HaMikdash. What is a fox? A Hagam, even though we have them around here on Golders Green. But Lamaisa, a fox is a Chayas HaSodeh. A fox is an animal of the field. It's undomesticated. You can't domesticate. A cat you can domesticate. A dog you can domesticate. But you can't domesticate a fox. It's Chayas HaSodeh. And that's what the Novi was trying to emphasize. No longer is it a bayis. Shuvim Hilchubo. It was become a soda. So now we understand the churbanos. These were the five terrible calamities. The calamity of our separating Yetzias Mitzrayim to Biasa Oretz. The calamity of our having a direct relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The calamity of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. The calamity of the Churban, of not being able to identify Mashiach any longer until he'll reveal himself. And finally, that our Mokim HaMikdash has once again reverted to a place that's a Soda. But we have to understand that the roots of all of this began on Shivasa B'Tamuz. The roots began Shivasa. Let's go Echad Echad. On Shivasa B'Tamuz, we know Nishtabru Haluchos, the terrible Chet HaEgel. Now Chazal have told us that the involved in all the chatoim that Klai Yisrael will ever commit. In other words, were it not for the Cheta Egel, there never would have been the Cheta Meraglim. The Cheta Egel was the fundamental cause, or not the cause, but allowed it or gave it a possibility that there could be such a thing as a Cheta Meraglim. Had we not sinned with the Egel, then we would have remained on the dark of Adam Arishon, so clear, we would have entered Eretz Yisrael as it was intended to be. It was only the Cheta Meraglim, the Cheta Egel that broke us. What does this mean? We lost our makom. This has the roots of losing our makom, because the makom of Klal Yisrael, the place of Klal Yisrael, is within these luchos. This is where we are, this is where we exist, this is who we are. But even after the fact that we sinned with the Egel, and the luchas were broken, there still was a chance that we could have regained that darga had we entered Eretz Yisrael. It's the Chet HaMeraglim that stopped us from regaining the darga of luchas HaBishoynis. And what happened? We have now a churban which stems from the destruction that was caused by the Chet HaEgel, causing our inability to enter Eretz Yisrael. And this we have to know. This is said so many ways by so many people. By so many people. That we know that all of our Yomim Tovim, all of them, are not pshat that we're celebrating anniversaries. All of the Yomim Tovim represent events which affected this period of time in Klal Yisrael. So that when this time comes again, we can again plug into the aura and the energy and the ruchnius and the gatlus that it took place during this period of time. We must also know that is the same thing with the Chorbanos. The same thing is what's going on right now. The Luchos last Thursday, 2 weeks ago, week and a half ago, was destroyed by us again. We broke those Luchos. Why? Because Chazal tell push it. That called door, any door that the Beis HaMikdash is not rebuilt, is as if they were Chorev. We caused it by smashing the Luchas once again. By doing what was done in order to lose those Luchas, or not correcting what we did in order to regain those Luchas. There'd be no way, by the way, parenthetically, for us to understand what we do on Shivasa B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av, there'd be no way that we can sit in Avelis on something that happened 3,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago. Not shy. It's only because it's happening right now. It's only because at this time, we're once again going through the agony of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the correlation between Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim. Let's talk about Bitul HaTamid. What was the Bitul HaTamid? Bitul HaTamid, they stopped feeling the recognition and the need to subserve, to be subservient to the Borei Olam, to a higher being. They lost this ability, or they no longer, the Tamid represented my service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Avodah that was done by the Tzibur of all of Klal Yisrael. And by being Mevatel the Tamid and not bringing the Tamid and stopping the Tamid, so that was the beginning of the destruction of our recognition that we have to serve something greater than we are. From that moment on, there began a phenomenon in Klal Yisrael that never existed. And that was, we denied the existence of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. There's a path. Up until then, there was Avodah Zarah. There was a service to a higher being, but it didn't deny. But with Churban Bayis Rishon, there began, that was the roots of our being unable to make ourselves subservient to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And that's what we are suffering from to this very moment. There would be doubts. Is there a creator? Is there not? Nevuah ceased. And that opened up the door to atheism and denying Hashem's existence. So the essence of the first Beis HaMikdash, or the loss of the first Beis HaMikdash, was the loss of the clarity we had in our unique and special clarity of relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what remained? The second Beis HaMikdash. What did we have in the second Beis HaMikdash? There was the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. What was the beginning of that smashing of the Achdus of Klal Yisrael? Was Hufka here? The walls were breached. When you have a wall around something that delineates what belongs on the inside is on the inside and what's on the outside is on the outside. Now it was permeable. Now that which was on the outside can enter the inside, and that was on the inside goes on the outside. And no longer is Yerushalayim Yerushalayim. And now there can be questions about the holiness of Yerushalayim, or at least our connection to Yerushalayim. The Achdus of Klal Yisrael was smashed. And what, say Chazal, is the reason for the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash? The reason of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash was sinus. Chinam, Klal Yisrael's Achdus was no longer there. And that was the terrible tragedy and calamity and the agony of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Hamadas Tzelem Behechol correlates to Beitar. Putting a Tzelem in the Hechol, what did that mean? What was the Hechol? The Hechol was the Gilui of Achdus Hashem. The Hechol was the place where you saw Hashem Echad, and that's all there is. There is nothing else. Ein Oid Milvadoi. That's what we saw. That's what we experienced when we saw a Hechol. When we looked into the Hechol, we saw the Gilui of Hashem's Achdus. Shmo Yechod, Hu Echod, Shmo Yechod. Bala Koiches Kulam. You put in a Tzelem in the Hechol. So Chazal tells us in the Gemara that it wasn't one Tzelem, it was two Tzelem. What's the pshat? Why did he have to have two Tzelem and two Mil Rabbi Mishnayim? The idea of putting the Tzelem in the Hechol was to emphasize this idea that it's not Hashem Echod. That there are many koiches, and you can address individual koiches. It's not the achdus, it's not the unity. It's not the unity of purpose, and it's not the unity of recognition that everything stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our koyach, our strength, was drawn from Lamala Min HaTeva. That's what we understood. Loi Merubchem Choshak Hashem Bochem. Our strength didn't come from there. Beitar Klal Yisrael was strong, powerful. Bar Kuziva, Melech Godol. All the koiches that they had were in a sense concentrated now in Beitar because Yerushalayim was destroyed. That was the head of Beitar. They began to see in themselves the source of their koyach. Not in the Rabbi Mishalaylam. And when that happens, that we're truly suffering from that today. Before that, it was Mikamcha Yisrael Goy Echot Bo'aretz. We were Klal Yisrael with Echot. The Tzlomim and the Hechol created not Echot, as it were, Kielu. And Beitar was destroyed because they followed that concept of not acknowledging that everything stemmed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memela, we lost, ultimately, the ability to identify the Yeshua. And finally, Sarah as Pastamus as HaTorah. He burned the Torah. That was correlating to Necher Shahir, Necher Shahir HaHechel. What is the Torah? The Torah is Gilu Shema Yisborach. That's how we know anything about the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Anything we know or any way we can relate, the way Hashem demanded of us to relate to Him is through Torah. Sitting at a sunset is not going to get you all spiritual. Oh, it might be a moment of great uplifting and seeing a magnificent, the power of the ocean is very special. And you say to yourself, Mo Rabu Masecha Hashem. But without mitzvahs, that won't ever last. Without mitzvahs, it can't be. Our relationship to Torah, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all that is Ruchni, only comes to Torah. That was the Bitul Habayis. That was the beginning when he burned the Sefer Torah. How do you burn a Sefer Torah? How is it possible to burn a Sefer Torah unless no longer we are recognizing the Gilu Shema Yisborach in Torah? If we don't realize it, then we have lost clarity, and no longer is our bias a bias. But now it's a Sodeh, and everybody has a day. Everybody can say whatever they want, especially when it comes to Torah. Everybody has a day. Everybody has an interpretation of Torah. That's what we're suffering from right now. So all the roots of all the calamities and all of the agony of Israel throughout our history are rooted in these five events. The five events of Shivasu B'Tammuz. Shviras Haluchos, Letar not entering Eretz Yisrael. Bitul HaTomid led to the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Kiyas HaYir led to the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Hamadas Tzelem Beheichel led to the Churban of Beitar and our ability to acknowledge and recognize Geula when it's right in front of our eyes. And Sreifas HaTorah led to the loss of our Mokoyim, our Bayis, with the result of Tzion Sode Techoresh. And it's now going to be not just that there was a Bayis there, but it was plowed under, and no longer do we have a connection to it. Then what do we have? I remember just parenthetically, I was a Bocher in the early 60s in Yerushalayim. So in those days, we would climb on Har Tzion, and we saw a little crescent of the gold monstrosity that's sitting on the Mokon HaMikdash. And that was one of the most inspiring moments of the whole thing, to be able to see the Mokon HaMikdash. And what did we see? The little top of the gold dome that's sitting there. That's what we're talking about. That's Nechrusha. That's called Nechrusha HaHeichel. It was turned into a field open to everyone. Anyone could walk in. So, if we want to be Mesakeh, these Churbanos, we have to be Mesakeh the Shorashim of the Churban. We know what the Churbanos were, and now we see what the Shorashim were. So if we want to bring back the ecstasy that once was in Klal Yisrael, the only way we can bring it back is if we're masaking that which brought about the Churbanos. There's no way that we can restore what we have lost until we're able to fix that which took place on Shivasu B'Tammuz. We have to know and we have to fulfill. The Navi says in Hosea, Ki yomim rabim yoshvu b'nei Yisrael ein melech v'ein tsar v'ein zevach. Yisrael said, without a king, without officers, without leaders, without korbanos, without an eifoid, without a yigur and the tumim. But achar came, yoshuvu b'nei Yisrael. We will do tshuva. Ubitchu is Hashem Elokeihem. There's David Malcolm. The nekuda here, I believe, is the bakosha, the bikush. We want to reconstruct it. We want to fix up all of those causes. It must come with a bikush. We have to really want it. We have to really want it. I just tell over this mindset very quickly. There was a magid that came over to a shtetl. And he spoke brilliantly, beautifully about Mashiach. He's coming, he's here, you can hear him. And we all have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Mashiach's on his way. So Yankel was very impressed. He comes home to Yenta and he says, Yenta, we're going to Eretz Yisrael. He says, what are you talking about? How are we going to Eretz Yisrael? What about the cows? What about the chickens? We're not going to Eretz Yisrael. What are we going to Eretz Yisrael? Yenta, the Mashiach is coming. We have to go to Eretz Yisrael. Let's sell it all up. So Yenta turns to him and he says, listen to me, Shmuel. You listen to me. We live through the Babylonians. We've lived through the Romans. We've lived through the Byzantines. We've lived through the Mamelukes. Don't worry. Dagonished. That's because there's no bikush. There's no bikush. What Hashem wants from us, and It's a whole under a shmuz. But what Hashem wants from us is at least to be mavakshim. And how do you know that you're a mavakish, that you really want the Beis HaMikdash to come back to that glorious ecstasy that we once had? But how much it matters to you that you don't have it. That defines how much you're a mavakish. If what is now is realized is not the way it ought to be, it's just not right, no matter how comfortable we are, no matter how much we're learning, no matter how great everything seems. But we have to know that this is not the way we were intended to function. We must know that we lost, what we lost. We have to ask for it to come back. We must remember who we were. Pasuk Neicha says, Lo haminu kol yoshve teva. No one could believe that such a thing could happen to Yerushalayim. No one. Kol yoshve teva. There wasn't one person who could believe it. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the schus to merit what the Navi says, that Tzom HaRavi, V'Tzom HaChamishi, V'Tzom HaShvi, V'Tzom HaAsiri, you, the Beis Yisrael, the Sasan, and the Simcha.